Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Welcome to another episode of eLaborate Topics podcast. An Elaborate Topics podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson and Stephanie Whitehead, come to you to bring you tools, tips, and guests to help you to excel both inside the lab. And today I'm solo. I am riding solo with you today. I am Lona Small. I'm a quality improvement specialist at the Johns Hopkins Hospital, and I'm also a coach and trainer at LabOpex Training and Consulting, where I help medical lab professionals who feel hidden, undervalued, and unsure of their next career growth opportunities to identify their unique skill set and operate at their highest levels to make a difference in their careers, in their lives, and in healthcare. And today, I'm going to be talking to you about connection. Do you feel like the pandemic has brought havoc by damaging your social networks and connections and your professional relationships? That sounds a bit drastic, but you know, you never know how we're feeling. And I'm guessing that the answer would be different for different people, depending on how you view relationships or if you're an introvert or an extrovert. But when I think about it, whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, the fact is that we need social connections. And so I think about our leadership. When I start thinking professionally, our leadership meeting used to be, say, once per week in person. And it used to be about an hour plus. And for some people who are in some meetings, like maybe hours, an hour plus could mean an additional hour or 2 hours. We had some interesting leadership meetings, and we met once per week. And we used to have an agenda, but you know, sometimes we really got off those agenda. And since the pandemic, we haven't really met. And we haven't met in person. But we've been having daily huddles. And I know daily huddles, it may seem to you that we don't have a huddle, but before we had huddles, each lab would have their huddles, you know, with their team. And we're a big lab. And so they would have their huddles, and then we'll have the hospital huddle where there's a representative from pathology would be part of that huddle. But we didn't have a huddle for a leadership team. And that's something that we always wanted, but there were always an argument against it. And since the pandemic, there was a need for a huddle where we gave daily updates on staffing and other challenges and areas in which we needed support. So we started this leadership huddle. And the huddle would last maybe the average 15 minutes. I'm not saying that sometimes it go over, sometimes it's less. But we will be more focused. We'll talk about any challenges we're having at that moment in terms of staffing, any support that we need or support that we have gotten. And it would be very focused to the point. But the frequencies of that huddle to me was very helpful in terms of like supporting each other through this very challenging time and being aware of what's going on in each other's area. So it brought a lot more awareness about what was going on and how people needed help. So I thought that was very useful. And I thought that was an opportunity for even more connection. Some people may, you know, think otherwise. So I want to ask a question. What have your experience been? For you, have you had found that during the pandemic, you've had maybe less, you're more disconnected? Do you feel more socially connected? And I want you to share with me, not only to think about it, but go on to directimpactbroadcasting.com. And for every episode, there are comments that you can make. I just want to get a feel of how you're feeling during this pandemic. Do you feel more disconnected or do you feel more connected? And I know we're all different, but for me, I feel as if I am having more opportunities to connect now than before. It seems as if some of these opportunities probably were there before the pandemic, but we just did not take advantage of it or even look for those. Some of them were created during the pandemic, but a lot of them were exposed. Opportunities were exposed for us to connect and stay connected. And when I think about that, I think about my family, my extended family, my immediate family. We seem to use Zoom for every opportunity now. Before, we never did. And so now there's no excuse for not being at a birthday party or celebrating a birthday party because it's on Zoom. You can participate. Or if there's this family meeting that you probably thought you could cop out of because we weren't together, because we live in different parts of the country and we live in different countries. So now we can jump on a Zoom call and have a family meeting. We can have an impromptu meeting. And we have so many opportunities where we connect for different milestones and even to be in the delivery room when there's a baby that's being born. So now we find ways to connect that we never thought was possible. And so just let me know what you think. And when I think of connecting in a professional way, when you think of all the conferences that we probably would miss because either we can't afford it, you'd have to come up with the plane ticket, you would have to come up with hotel, you'd have to come up with maybe clothes, food, and other things, where now you can go in front of the computer and click a link and be part of a conference and benefit from the conference and benefit from connecting with people from different parts of the country and parts of the world that you probably wouldn't have that opportunity to connect with. And that's my experience. And that's why I want to get your experience. I want to hear your experience, right? So I think that there are more opportunities for us to connect. And I know a lot of people may be saying, but virtual connections, they're not real connection. But it depends. It depends on how you choose to connect virtually. And so when I think of some of the other things in which we can participate virtually, I think of virtual broadcasts. I think of my broadcast that I put on a weekly basis, Lab OPEX Live. And in that broadcast, it's not just a one-way thing. It's an interactive opportunity for even people in the audience to network, to talk to each other, to share information, even while that broadcast is going on, to ask questions, to learn from each other, to find out where what's going on at each other's lab and where they're from, and even connect from there and move it offline. And so I see that as great opportunities to connect. I think of even the podcast, I'm inviting you to connect with me, get on Direct Impact Broadcasting, and I want you to share. And so I think of my broadcast. I also think of Taiwana. Taiwana has a medical lab roundtable where people go in and they listen to a talk, and there's opportunity to network. There's opportunity built in to network ahead of these talks. And then when I think of some of the Facebook groups that are out there, some of these Facebook groups have themes. So if you're interested, say, for instance, in blood bank and some of the things that are going on, you can join a Facebook group that focuses on that, and you can meet other people with similar interests. So those are other examples. Community. For me, I have a community, and that community is very strategic, or next level communities, where it's almost like it's tribal, because we have our next levelers, and our next levelers are medical lab professionals who are very aspirational, and they're learning and they're moving towards a certain career goal. So they're moving to their next level career. And so as part of the community, there's a bringing support. So it's a really supportive community with these aspirational medical lab professionals who can they're not only learning from me, but they're learning from each other. So they're learning from each other, they're encouraging each other, they're cheering each other on in a safe environment. And so that's a really great example of a community where you're building social networks during the pandemic. And I think there's so much focus on communities now, virtual communities that did not exist. Maybe it existed before the pandemic because I participated in some, but I think there's a lot more focus now on communities. So if you find yourself isolated and, you know, you're thinking because of the pandemic, you know, there's a lot of isolation, look for opportunity to be part of communities where you feel supported and you feel as if you can grow, you can be challenged, you can laugh, you feel safe, you can find accountability, and you can measure your growth. So I'm going to just talk about some pointers that either you should be looking for if you're going to join a community and trying to build your social connections and build relationship, whether professionally or otherwise. So if you're going to either build a community or you're looking to be part of a community, some of the things to consider is make sure it's fun. You know, you should be able to let go, talk about the things that either you're going through or being challenged with, and do it in a fun way. But make sure you set guidelines. You have fun, but there should be some guidelines. And set a goal for your community. What are you trying to accomplish in that community? And not only setting the goal for the community, but set a goal for individuals who are part of the community. It's either the individuals will set their own goals, but they're working towards something. There's some reason why they're part of that community. And build accountability. Set up accountability where each other can support each other when they're setting their goals. Also have diversity in terms of experiences and knowledge so that you people can learn from each other and have shared connection or purpose. So there's that sense of belonging or some tribal sense where we are all working towards that same goal. For my community, I call them the next levelers. So there's that tribal connection. Or so some people are part of leadership communities where you're all leaders, but have a shared connection or shared purpose. So there's this sense of belonging. So I go over, have fun, set guidelines, set a goal for your community, allow individual goals, build accountability, have diversity of experiences and knowledge, and have shared connection or purpose or that sense of belonging. So if you're thinking of a community, make sure that in that community, if you're thinking of that community where you know you want to have fun and you want to have a positive experience and to build that strong social connection, some of the things that you should think of not doing or doing is to, when you're part of that community, make sure you are giving. So if you're a member of the community, do not be part of that community to see what can I get out of it, but what can I give? So for that community, it's like any other relationship where you're giving. So everyone should go in with that goal to give 100%. And 100% could mean that if there's goals set by the person that's coordinating it to give 100%. If the goal mean that we should come and meet at a certain time, give 100%. If the goal mean that you should share whatever experiences that you had, give that 100%. If it means that you should be supporting each other, you do that. So it's a give and take where everyone is giving their best in any relationship that would give, that basically would give better outcomes, and you and have more fun, and you want to keep going back. And as a coordinator of the community, you should be encouraging milestones or goals and activities to ensure that people can actually give 100%, that they can participate. And I've been in quite a few communities, and a lot of people think that, okay, if I'm coordinating the community, I'm the center of the community. And many times it's not. Many times people get so much more benefit from the members that are part of the community. So you're there to coordinate, but give the opportunity so that people can benefit from learning and sharing from each other and supporting each other. So those would be some of the things that, in terms of the do's and the don'ts, make sure when you're part of a community, you're giving 100%. So I always end my podcast by, you know, giving my listeners a little homework, like what's the first thing that I can do after listening to this podcast. And what I would ask you to do if you want to be part of a community is to first identify something that you have a passion about or something that you're looking to learn, something that you'd want to develop, and find a community that's focused on that. So when you're in that community, you know you have a focus, you know you can give your best to that community because it's something that you have a passion about. And if you're looking to find your next level career and be part of a community of aspirational medical lab professionals, I'd love for you to participate in the community, the Lab OPEX Next Level Growth Community, where you can come up with your next level career. You can actually figure out a blueprint in which you can move into your next level career and contribute at the highest level that you want. So I will actually put a QR code in the podcast notes. So that's a way to encourage you to come on over to directimpactbroadcasting.com. And of course, I'll share the notes in any of your podcast platforms that you listen to. And you can get on through that QR code and connect with me, and I could direct you on how you can be part of this community. So I'm happy I was able to share with you about building social connections during the pandemic. And I hope that you can share with me your experience by getting onto directimpactbroadcasting.com and share your experience. So thank you so much. And so you can listen to this episode and other episodes on your favorite podcast platform or on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Or if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at Elaborate Topics Podcast at directimpactbroadcasting.com. And you send us a message. If you also want to hear about any topic, you can either jump on directimpactbroadcasting.com and send us a message. If you want to be a guest on the show, there is a guest form that you can fill out on that same website. And email us at elaborate topics podcast at directimpactbroadcasting.com. Have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.